Hello again. I'm Carol Off.
And I'm Barbara Budd. And this is As It Happens, Part 2. Faculty at Canada's largest university received some pretty grim news this week. The school has lost $1.3 billion on their pension and endowment investments, nearly 30% of its portfolio. The news comes just after the University of Toronto Faculty Association president sent out a newsletter to his members criticizing the group that manages the money. In the letter, George Lusta also highlights $5 million that went up in smoke after the money was invested with corrupt Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff. He says risky hedge fund investments like these illustrate a much larger problem. We reached Professor George Lusta at his office in Toronto.
Professor Lusta, how are your faculty colleagues taking the news of this loss?
Well, I don't think it's disseminated very far yet. We don't really have any details at this point, but I've had a number of phone calls of people who are asking, what can we do, what should, you know, what's going on, basically.
The fact that you lost some of this money to a Ponzi scheme by Bernie Madoff, what's your sense of how the money's been managed?
Well, I think it's been poorly managed, and one sign of it is that we have, in a very poor way, tried to follow the Yale model of going after hedge funds. And I was told in December that we had exposure up to 400 hedge funds, and most of them were through these fund of funds.
And this What's that mean, fund of funds?
Well, fund of funds means that you actually hire somebody to select the funds. In other words, there's two layers of funds. There's the hedge funds themselves, and then there's somebody who collects, you know, invests, say, in 50 or 20 hedge funds, and then you invest in that person. So it's two layers of very expensive management fees.
Mm. Does it also expose your funds to greater risk?
Well, it's an unknown risk. I mean, it's opaque. You don't really know where your money is being invested, and that's actually, to me, is extremely unacceptable. I mean, we ought to know where our pension assets are actually invested. But hedge funds, a lot of them are secretive. They don't tell you because they feel they have to protect their special models or whatever it is that they think they have. And then if you have a second layer, a fund of funds, you know, just another filter between you and wherever the money is.
The University of Toronto asset management scheme was praised and hailed in 8 years ago or so, 8-9 years ago, when it took on this more bold and edgy kind of investment method that you mentioned Yale as being a model of that. How has the management style of that fund, how has it changed over the years?
Well, up until 2000, it was really managed in-house and very low-cost fashion, and our costs have increased at least fivefold per dollar of assets since then. You know, it's one thing to say we're going to follow Yale and Harvard and so on. It's another thing to know what's involved in doing that. I mean, to just naively copy the same asset allocation, to me, is irresponsible, is foolish, and that's kind of what we did.
In your newsletter, you referred to Warren Buffett's idea of natural progression.
That's right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what Warren Buffett was referring to, this was in an interview that he gave, he said, you know, the evolution of ideas. Initially, you have somebody who actually innovates, like David Swensen did about in 1985 at Yale. He understands the landscape. He knows where the opportunities are, and he goes there. Then other people come along and kind of try to imitate that. And then the third level of I for an innovator, I for imitator. And then the third level he calls idiots, who basically try to exploit the idea but are just doing everything wrong.
And where do you put the University of Toronto?
I don't want to judge that, but it's somewhere between the last two, imitators and idiots.
If they imitated the Harvard and Yale system, does it mean that they didn't have the same kind of oversight as those universities
did? Well, David Swensen, who has been at Yale for 25 years managing and has a tremendous record, also did very badly this year, but I think he knows what he's doing. And his words are that, for example, investing in hedge fund of funds is ignorant capital. It's a cancer in the endowment world. Now, I've been trying for a number of years to actually get more accountability by making deputations to business board and so on. But I really don't think we have very good governance structure here. There isn't good oversight. There isn't good accountability. And we have to try to fix that. And another one of Warren Buffett's saying is, when the tide goes out, it shows who's swimming without a bathing suit. And I think the economy going south is the tide going out, and it really exposes those institutions, those endowments, those universities who really don't have their swimming trunks on.
This $1.3 billion loss, what does it mean for faculty members at the University of Toronto?
Well, let me say, on a pension aspect, it affects the faculty and staff. But, you know, I mean, we have a defined benefit plan, and in some sense, defined benefit plans, if they get in trouble today, they borrow from the next generation of faculty and staff. In a broad sense, defined benefit plans can be Ponzi schemes. In other words, you're assuming that somebody down the road will put money in to pay what you're taking out today.
But you're going to lose on both on your pensions and
okay.
on your endowment.
And endowments, it affects everybody. I mean, it affects the students because of bursaries and scholarships. It affects the faculty because some of the chairs are funded by the endowments monies and so on. And our finances at university are like a, you know, like a tightly stretched drum. There really isn't any slop or looseness.
What effect does this have on younger faculty who are just starting at the university?
Well, the worry is about the future, their future, and what it means for them. It means larger class sizes because we won't hire replacements in order to save money. A lot of the university budget goes into salaries. So if all of a sudden you got to save money, the way you save money is typically not hire replacements.
Is this a kind of teachable moment about hedge funds and funds of funds and things like that?
Well, one hopes so. But, you know, I've been studying, I'm 68 years old, and I've been studying sort of the investment scene. I'm actually a physicist, but I've always taken an interest in finance and investments and pension plans for some strange reason. But we somehow don't seem to learn these lessons. We don't avoid them. We stumble into them, and then we somehow try to scrape through. But avoiding mistakes seems to be a human failing.
Well, it's a bit of wisdom as well as a bit of news. Thanks, Professor Lester.
All right, very good. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George Lester is a physics professor and the president of the University of Toronto Faculty Association.